Welcome everybody to this webinar. The purpose of today's webinar is to talk with April Tuck, who is one of our very experienced faculty members, and she has taught Arner Shamanic Counseling for many years now and done an excellent job. So we thought it would be very interesting for us to have a conversation with her about the training, what that training is about and what you can do with it, and then answer, of course, do some question and answer with you. I'm Susan Mokelke.
How are you?
My name is on the screen. So anyway, and I'm the president of the Foundation for Shamanic Studies. And so I've been hosting these webinars with various faculty members and guests, just so we can get more information out there about shamanism. And it's very nice mm-hmm. to have this kind of technology so that the distances don't become so critical. So April, please continue. Tell us, you teach, right? What is it that you teach?
I do. For the foundation, I teach the basic course, mm-hmm. and I'm able to teach some of the other more advanced weekend workshops. But I have to tell you, Susan, my absolute passion mm-hmm. is, I don't even call it teaching, it's facilitating the Arner Shamanic Counseling program, because by far that's the one that sings to my soul, quite frankly, because it takes the different aspects of core shamanism and, in my mind, just brings it to a whole different level. And then I do teach other areas as well, but shamanically, I focus on the foundation programs.
That's great. Good. All right. So thank you, April. And I know you have a degree. Is it in language communication?
It's communication disorders.
Ah, okay.
And I went to Cornell, and I have my certification in labor relations and contract management. When you think about it, it's all about communication, everything, the shamanism, the communication disorders, and the mediation.
But today we're going to focus on the very specific practice of Arner Shamanic Counseling. April, so why don't you just tell us a little bit about the program? You said, I know you're very enthusiastic about it, and I remember when I took it, it was a fantastic program. I just really had some amazing journeys in that, and I still use that practice. I actually use it in some of my healing practices. So anyway, please tell us more about that.
Sure. The Arner Shamanic Counseling practice, process, method really takes the concepts of core shamanism, specifically journeying, and using technology, and specifically the opportunity to play back, to record and play back your journeys, you're able to take it to another level because you're listening to your journeys. I know, at least for me and many folks I work with, they're oftentimes surprised that their memories are not as good as they thought they are, because when you play back and listen to a journey auditorily, there's so much more there. It's so much richer. So what we do is we take the week, 5 days, and we focus on helping folks using the different equipment, journey, and get into the practice and the discipline of recording, listening to yourself as you play back the journey. But then when you're the shamanic counselor, I think in many ways it's even harder, because you're helping your client by pointing at most with your elbow, taking a look at some basic concepts, and we'll talk about that during the training program itself. But it really is a very different practice being somebody who is there to, if you will, hold that space. And I know that's a loaded term, but really providing the support to the person who is doing the journeying, recording it, and then interpreting it for him or herself. A lot of the folks who go through the program with me come out and they're like, yeah, April's always talking about autonomy. And when I think about the Arner Shamanic Counseling program, it really is all about regaining and maintaining your autonomy, especially with regard to working with the spirits. So that's it in a nutshell, Susan. I don't want to give away too much, because then you'll have me here for a week instead of a half hour. But it really is a very prescribed program. There's a lot of discipline involved in it, but what folks get out of it is oftentimes incredibly transformative for them, regardless of whether they're journeying or they're the counselor.
Thank you for sharing that brief, that very brief overview. There is a lot more to this program than than we have time to talk about today. But let's see. I want to see if I've got any questions. So April, there's a lot of confusion sometimes between the terminology shamanic counselor. People sometimes, I know, have thought that that process is a kind of accelerated divination practice. In other words, where I would be the shamanic counselor and I would, a client would ask a question or would have a problem in their life and I would consult with my spirits. But we're not talking about that. And I'll let you talk about just a second about what it is. What we're really talking about is something very different, because that process is actually part of the shamanic healing process. Where a client comes and asks questions and wants to know how to better their lives, etc. And I, as the practitioner, would journey for them that on their behalf to ask those questions. That would be different. That's shamanic counseling. So to speak a little bit about exactly what is shamanic counseling. So you're training, if someone takes this workshop and they want to do shamanic counseling for a client, just say generally, what is that?
Sure. In a nutshell, you're a counselor or a facilitator of a methodology or process. You're there as the counselor to help the client go through the process, him or herself. Because again, remember, I'm talking a lot about autonomy here. So when you're the counselor, you're teaching the person the methodology, then you're helping that person adhere to that methodology. And then, like I said earlier, pointing with your elbow in terms of different basic, classic shamanic experiences. You're actually not interpreting journeys for people whatsoever. That's up to the individual who's doing the journeying to do. You may help the person in terms of formulating the correct question, providing guidance and an overview in terms of the steps and, you know, going to the upper world, going to the lower world, that kind of thing. But in no way are you, as the counselor, doing divination or, for that matter, healing work. You really are counseling in terms of the practice, the method.
That's a beautiful explanation. And for those of you, you may have already seen it, but Sandra Harner, who has been very involved in the shamanic counseling process and now directs that particular program, which was originated by Michael Harner, based on what he calls the simultaneous narration method of journeying. Very, very powerful method where basically you speak your journey aloud. Again, you'll have a chance to learn that and to practice that in the session. But she wrote a book recently called Ema's Odyssey by Sandra Harner. You can find it in various places on our website and also at Amazon and places like that. But anyway, she took, there is a person named, that fictional name, Ema, who underwent this method with Sandra for a period of something like 7 years. And there were 60 journeys that came out of it. Now, not everybody goes through that particular process, but it was extreme. It's a very revealing book about the transformative power of this work. Mm-hmm. So I want to take a look at that. Let's see. Okay, it looks like I've got some good questions now, April. So I'm going to take a few questions from people. All right. So here's one that's more general, but it's from Antoinette. April, what is the difference between the five-day program and private five-day shamanic counseling?
Okay. The five-day training program itself, this is where, of course, you're learning the methodology, both in terms of being the shamanic counselor, but also, too, being the client, and as a result, enriching your own practice. And it truly is an intensive, condensed 5-day training. And it does focus on being the counselor as well as the client. And it truly is a training. When we take it out away from the, if you will, the laboratory of the class, here as a shamanic counselor, you're working with a client one-on-one. And it's not 5 days. It's actually preferably 5 weeks. You do one journey per week, because believe me, there's an awful lot to assimilate over time. And so you really want those, that week period between your sessions. I want to go back to the class though, because one of the delightful things that I've seen over the years that I've been facilitating this is that when you have, I call it the tribe, when you have a tribe together and we're all learning this methodology and experiencing it together, you end up with a very deep supportive network of allies. So during that week, you're relying on each other. And then afterwards, and I know I get pulled into this as well, you end up with a network of folks who are practicing the Harner Shamanic Counseling practice. Either they're taking other folks through it, or they themselves are using it for their own personal reasons. So you have that wonderful foundation when you go through the training itself. So I hope that helps, Antoinette, a little bit with your question.
Great, thank you. Yeah, and just to emphasize that when you've learned the method and then you are going to go out and practice this with clients, you will be doing one-on-one counseling mm-hmm. with people. This is not a something that you teach a group. You're not going to be teaching a group how to do this. You're going to be counseling a person one-on-one, basically on how to journey, how to use this beautiful shamanic work in order to transform themselves, answer difficult questions in their lives, whatever it is that their personal goal is in order in learning this practice.
Okay. Susan, if I could just add something to that as well. Exactly. In the laboratory that is the program, here we're all bonding together and banding together to learn this. But I think you'll find it is so deep and rich that you really can't teach it to more than one person at a time. It's not fair to the individual with whom you're working, because there is so much to the program, the method.
That's right. That's great. And it's very, very personal. As we all know, any of you who've had shamanic experience already understand that it's a very personal process, connecting with your spirits, learning the metaphors that they speak to you in, learning how to understand and interpret your journey. So it's very personal. So it's good. Here's a question that's a kind of follow-up. Herb is asking, does the client need to have journeying experience?
You know, in my own experience doing this, I have had more people who have not had journeying experience come in. I don't know if that's being in Northern Vermont and the work I do in Massachusetts, but I do tend to have quite a few folks who have just heard about shamanism. They're looking for a way to get information, and they come and they learn the journeying process using the Harner Shamanic Counseling method. And for them, they're learning straight out of the gate how to do the simultaneous narration, developing the discipline in terms of paying attention to what they're experiencing. And then, of course, they leave with the notes that I have taken for them. I do have folks who are experienced journeyers, though, who do come in. Interestingly, they tend to come in on a fairly regular basis. I have one person who comes to visit me once a year, like clockwork, and it's just his way to recalibrate and go through the method to make sure that he is really listening and paying attention to everything the spirits have to offer him. So I'd say it's about 60% versus 40%.
Okay, thank you very much. Bruce is asking, I have taken the initial course, but a few years ago. Can I still take this course even though I may not have a regular practice of connecting to spirits?
Absolutely. it's a given. I've worked with folks who took one of Michael's original programs back in New York City, and they decided to come back and try this process. And that's been a while. So indeed, it doesn't matter how often you have journeyed. If you have the experience and you want to enrich your skills, take it, experience it.
And let's see, we've got a couple of pragmatic questions coming here. Those of you who are asking questions, you can ask more than one, too, if you like. We're not getting too much in the administrative details because we have an information letter, which now you can download directly. So if you go to the Harner Shamanic Counseling page on the website, so you go to shamanism.org, the workshops tab, and then you click on Harner Shamanic Counseling, you'll be taken to a page where you can also directly download the information letter, which will give you all the information about costs, where it's going to be held, even some suggestions about places to stay and things like that. Okay? Here's one that might be a little bit more complicated, April, so probably okay. Don't get into too many of the details, but maybe you have some thoughts on it. Sharon is asking, where do you suggest getting supplies for the course now that Radio Shack has gone belly up? So
I know
the one thing about this program that is challenging for some people is that you use recording equipment, but you know, if you practice it ahead of time, I find that it all goes very smoothly during the time, but and we do give you more information in the letters on that. So April, you have anything to say about any help for people?
Yes, besides the fact that I'm hoarding the last of my cassette tapes, over the years, I've seen such an evolution in technology, and I have seen folks coming in using their droids, their iPad minis, the digital recorders. There are folks who still come in with the cassette recorders as well. Like I said, I actually am hoarding some cassette tapes for folks who come in and they can't find them. I'm always more than willing to share. But I do have to say that increasingly I'm seeing digital recorders and the iPad minis being used quite a bit. And we'll get into this during the program, but the big piece is that just as long as you can guarantee confidentiality, that's what matters, and we tend to use our own equipment for our own recordings. And I always come early to help out folks. At this point, I think I'm pretty conversant with all the different types of technology. So I always come in a bit earlier and have an ad hoc committee, or clinic, I should say, in terms of how do I deal with my equipment. So also call me a tech therapist, but I'm here.
So all of that will be helpful. And again, if you have a more direct question about that, Sharon, something more specific about will this work or won't this work, you can email me at info@shamanism.org. Just say this is a question for Susan, and then I will forward it to April so that
Great.
She can more personally help you ahead of time in picking equipment if that's a sticking point for you, for sure. Because it is important to have the proper equipment. And that is also explained to you in if you apply and are accepted into the program, then you will get a letter with a list of things that you will need and what you will need to be able to do with the equipment. And so that'll probably provide more information. So, and then I have found, but then I'm a online shopping freak. I have found that I can get anything that I want online. And since my time is tight, I order a lot of stuff online. Anyway, so a lot of things. So we'll help you with those. I think it would be of interest to people. We're coming up on we said around a half an hour, but I think it would be very interesting to people if you could share maybe a few things about the practice. I know you can use the practice with clients. That's what you're being trained for to do. But it's also, I've found it a very amazing training for honing my own personal journey skills. So, and also for learning how to access the spirits in that direct way when I was having a serious problem and I wanted some answers. So it's strong that way. But could you say a little bit about maybe if there are some inspiring stories or just something about what people can get out of this training, because it's not just a dry method.
Oh, heavens no. I wouldn't be interested in it if it was dry. There are two stories that come to mind, and both folks know that I've told their stories over the years, so I have full permission, although you'll never know their identities. And one gentleman came because he was very angry and upset that he wasn't getting the spirits that he wanted to work with. He thought that he should have owl or eagle or bear or tiger or something like that. And he kept getting a frog. And he was really angry about this because he thought that wasn't a valid spirit. And he was about ready to quit. His friends recommended that he come and actually take the training. And by doing the simultaneous narration, when we did the playback, he heard things he had never paid attention to before. And he completely lost it because he had been so busy focusing on the shape the spirit took that he didn't get the bigger message, which was what the spirit had been trying to tell him for such a long time. And I do mean this when I say it transformed his life. And I'm also happy to say 7 years later, he and the frog still have a very good and productive relationship. But he, again, for him, it was transformative because he was getting caught up in, you know, I guess bear envy, I don't know. But it really was a major lesson for him. There's another story of a woman who was a member of a very Orthodox religious community. And she had been plagued by spirits. And the elder in this community had said, I believe in spirits. I don't think these are bad spirits. I think you should take this program and learn about it. Very wise person. And she went through it. And what she realized was that there was a spirit teacher who had been with her and trying to contact her since she was a little girl. And over the course of that, I still get emotional hearing this because she just had such an epiphany. But by the end of the week, she too was a very different person because, as she said, she felt like a part of her home had been returned to her. Interestingly, I followed up with her, or she followed up with me, and the elder in her community had said to her, see, they wanted to make you whole. Interestingly, she works with members of this very devout religious community on the Harner Shamanic Counseling Program and has continued to do the good work in conjunction, as she says, with her marvelous spirit teacher. So those are just two examples. They were transformative during the class, and more importantly, they continue to help those folks evolve. There are so many stories I could share, but those are just two. And Susan, if you want me to go on with it, I can, because there's so many good testimonies.
Well,
as you know.
Yeah, one of the things I think too is that sometimes we forget this when we all gather together in a circle like this and we're working directly with the spirits. We have a lot of, we call them micro miracles, but amazing kinds of things happen. And any of you who have been part of our work for any time, even if you've just taken the beginning workshop, the basic workshop, amazing little miracle stories come out of those that just affirm to us that we're not alone and that we are being helped by the spirits and that they are very encouraged when we become closer to them, when we are open to that. And this methodology can, as April has said so eloquently in some of these stories, has really provided that for some people. So maybe, and then we're serious. We're always serious. I'm serious, very serious, but for person. But one of the wonderful things is that when you're in these circles too, we laugh a lot. So mm-hmm. It's not just, you're not going to just be sitting there taking notes and working with equipment and talking to people. You're going to be in this process. There is a lot, there are many, many opportunities for delightful things that happen, including these little micro miracles and profound things, but just funny things. I mean, life can be very heavy if you don't have the support of the spirits, and here we have the support of the spirits. So any last story you'd like to share? And any last questions? If any of you have questions, now's the time to type them in there. Otherwise, we'll close after April has her comments. So go ahead, April, any last things?
Oh, absolutely. I And this one has to do with the technology, because I think everybody gets so worried about the technology. And during a program, we had a guy who came in grousing about having to use the technology, but he was going to use it. And every time he got ready to record, nothing would work. Absolutely nothing would work. So we had to do special intervention, and we helped him out. And this droid spirit, a spirit in droid form, stood in front of him and lectured him about coming into the new age. And then didn't he realize that technology had feelings also? And amazingly, when that happened, everything started working. I was dumbfounded, and I tend to be very cautious about miracles, because I think we tend to get a little bit too much into false miracles, not us, but mm-hmm. out there.
Of course, we never get into that.
No. But to have a droid, a spirit in droid form, come and lecture him was perfect. So again, we all laughed, and I don't think anybody's ever let him forget it. I hope.
Well, good. Thank you very much, April, for sharing some of those stories and some of your wisdom about this workshop, or this training. I call it a training. It's not really a workshop. It's a training, official. If you'd like more information now about this this process, just go to the website, shamanism.org, on the workshops tab. There is a you'll find a listing of workshops. Click on Harner Shamanic Counseling Training, and then you'll find a lot of details there. Plus, up toward the top there, you can click on to download the actual information letter, and to say you'll get more details about what it costs, etc., and decide if you would like to apply. And we encourage you to do so. It's a I found that in my practice. That it gave me an amazing amount, I would say, of confidence in my ability to connect with the spirits through journeying. If you never even use it for anything else, I felt like, for me, it was an amazing way to be able to, it helped my healing practice immensely, because I had confidence in my journeying skills, and I was able to connect very strongly with my helping spirits. And that is what some of our other advanced programs too do. You can learn methodologies, but the idea of learning the methodologies is to help you make powerful connections with your spirits. And so if you're interested in this process, at some point you will also want to take some of the advanced programs too, because that's what makes a powerful shamanic healer and diviner, is the ability to connect with the spirits. And so this is one step in that process. Mm-hmm. And also very, very helpful to clients. I get a lot of emails from people saying, you know, I'm having trouble journeying and I don't know how and I can't really get this right, etc. And I always recommend that they see a shamanic counselor, because that's really what that is about, is helping them to be able to hone those journey skills. So it's very useful practice. So April, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, everybody.
So anyway, if you have any more questions, as I said, you can always reach April through info@shamanism.org. Say, I'd like to contact April in the subject line. Then we'll see that April gets it. All right, everybody, I hope you have a great rest of your day, whether it's morning or afternoon or whatever time it is for you. And I want to thank you very much, April, for taking time to talk with us more about this program.
My pleasure.
We're about ready to close, and so bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.